I may be wrong in my apprehension of the inheritance, but I'm going to tell you what I understand. This verse doesn't say, what is the riches of the glory of my inheritance in the saints? Doesn't say that. I'm reading from the King James. But Christ has an inheritance. He's not yet received his. Where is the Lord Jesus today? I look up and I see him. He's not on his own throne today. He's seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Someday, he is going to universally reign in this, on this earth, over this earth. And you and I, we have part in that because we are in Christ. Now, I want you to get that. Tony reminded us yesterday, over and over, every blessing we possess is because we are linked with this one whom God has found full satisfaction in. And so he sits there waiting for that day, waiting for the day when, again, we had yesterday, he's going to be owned in this world as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're going to be with him in that day. He'll have a heavenly people. He'll have an earthly people. I don't yet have that inheritance. What do I have? I have the guarantee of it. The guarantee of that inheritance is the Spirit of God that is indwelling you and I. Christ is sitting there. He's waiting till that day, and the universe is that which is going to be put into his hand. We said over and over yesterday, you know, this gives me a whole new insight on the world that we're living in. And the wars and the difficulties and the problems that are here, they're abundant, they're rampant. We heard from the platform last evening and the evening before, man can't solve these problems. Beloved, young people, there's one coming who's going to be able to resolve all those problems. And I am linked with him. Here it is. It says again, the hope of his calling. Again, that's verse 4. Then the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And then I'll just lead us on into this next one. And what is, you know, if the scripture had said just power, I would say, you know, that's what's needed today. Man, many have authority. It's what's wrong with your police departments all over the world today. They have authority to do things, but they don't have power. And so evil goes unchecked. Difficulties, murders, problems continue to happen. Ah, the one that I'm linked with not only has the authority, but he has the power to set things right. There's people that preach today that the kingdom is going to be introduced by the preaching of the gospel. I have news for them. The preaching of the gospel is not going to bring peace in this world. Christ coming, Christ appearing, is that which is going to bring to mankind the peace that only comes from the one who will administrate in that day. But he says here, I want you to know the exceeding greatness, not of my power. I don't have any power. He has power. The greatness of his power, but who is it to? It's to you and I. It is to you and I that this power is displayed in this world today that doesn't see Christ. They don't see him there. But we can experience that power, the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. And then he says, I'd like to tell you a little, and our brother the first night helped us a little bit. There has never been a greater display of power in this world than the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can talk about tsunamis. You can talk about bombs that have been dropped. You can talk about all kinds of things. But the day that our Lord Jesus rose from among the dead, that is the greatest display of power the world has ever been seen. He says, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from among the dead.
Just for our notes, and I'm sorry, but just for the connection, to go back, You brought us, verse 18, the hope of his calling to verse 4, and the glory of his inheritance in the saints, verse 9 and 10. So if you connect that. So this prayer is coming as a result of what he had expounded to us earlier on. And so that this inheritance that Chuck has been speaking about relates exactly back to verse 9 and 10, which we had yesterday, so you can connect that with your notes. And you,
could you just repeat that one more time?
The hope of his calling, Chuck brought before us verse 4 of chapter 1, that in his prayer connects back to verse 4. And then the hope of his inheritance in the saints. It's his inheritance, not ours. His inheritance in us. And this relates right back to verse 9 and verse 10, chapter 1 here. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the administration of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Verse 11 also. Okay, connected in there. So this is where the apostle is getting this from, so that we connect these scriptures together.
How are we doing so far? We're gonna just pause for like a second. I want you to kind of just think of what was said, so we don't kind of rush. I want you kind of like just, you know, if you're sitting like this, sit like this. And if you're sitting like this, sit like this. Just kind of wake up a little bit here. And just take in what was said. Just think of what was just said now in the matter of the prayer. Just think about that. We said it's important to pray, to grasp these things. They are in front of us, but we need to pray. And the apostle, as we have heard, he was praying actually not a long prayer. This is a very deep prayer. But it's a very short prayer. It kind of teach all of us. When we pray, we don't have to go all over the place. Just, he prayed actually for three things. So you could mark them down. I'm going to make them really, really little things here for you. Three things he prayed for. Now, someone could tell me, what are they? I want you to look at that prayer and tell me, what are these three things that he prayed for? Anyone? Give me one of them, at least. Yes, for what? The first one. I'm going to wait. You look, and you tell me, what are they? Three.
That their eyes may be enlightened.
Yes,
amen.
For what?
Amen.
The hope of his calling, that's number one.
The riches, the three things are the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance, and his power toward us who believe.
There Amen.
There we go. He prayed for very three things. The hope, the glory, the riches of the glory of the inheritance, and the great exceeding power. That's what he's praying for. Could we pray for the same thing? There's three things. Very easy. That we could, our eyes will be enlightened to know the depth, the wealth of these things that are for us. So in every verse we could learn something people were saying about practical. Here we go. Prayer, short, concise. He asked for three things. And mark those three things because they are yours.